Now, I played a version of this next track early last year by, I think it was the Dublin City Ramblers. I got a couple of emails about it afterwards. But now I've come across a sort of a country version by somebody I don't think we've had on the programme since it started. I'm speaking about Gene Stewart. Now, Gene Stewart was very, very popular in the show bandy era. A very big, deep country voice. I can't get down there. Very deep country voice. And for some reason or other, I think it was the influence of Jim Reeves that, well, certainly in the 60s and early 70s, bands were looking for singers with deep, dark voices to sound like Jim Reeves, because Jim Reeves was exceptionally popular in Ireland. And a lot of, well, we played Larry Cunningham, did we not? And there's John Kelly in County Mayo. But here Gene Stewart's telling us the story of Rosie. Now, Rosie was one of the travelling people. And the travelling people, I've explained to you before, on Sounds Irish, are a part of our society here in Ireland. Well, they're in other countries as well, but who travel round. Now, of course, nowadays they're settling down a bit more, but they travel round and they do various odd jobs around the place, and they buy and they sell horses and cattle. And sometimes they don't get the greatest publicity that they should get. They are getting a lot of assistance and a lot of help. But here, this is Gene Stewart, and you have to listen to the story of Rosie, one of the travelling people, and how she made it in the end.
It only seems like yesterday I watched the school kids play. The big clock on the smoke-stained wall said tomorrow's another day. The rule book claimed another name. She was only new in town, but she felt the pain of the traveler's name, and it tried to bring her down. A yellow-colored ribbon tied her rain-washed hair up neat, and her dress was worn and faded like the shoes upon her feet. She said her name was Rosie, she was only new in town, but she felt the pain of the traveler's name, and it tried to bring her down. Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the grade someday, they'll say, do you remember Rosie yesterday? Her books were bought and borrowed from the banker's only son, and her studies were as usual whenever school was done. The school kids laughed and jeered at her, she was everybody's clown. She felt the pain of the traveler's name, and it tried to bring her down. When the church bell rang on Sunday, time for morning mass, the kids would have the front seat like they did in Rosie's class. 'Cause it didn't seem to matter what they thought or what they found. She felt the pain of the traveler's name, and it tried to bring her down. Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the grade someday, they'll say, you remember Rosie yesterday. As time was pushing onwards, it almost seemed to say, it won't be long now, Rosie, you'll soon be on your way. Taught a lesson to society, you were never from the ground. You'd felt the pain of the traveler's name, and it tried to bring you down. 'Cause today in this old schoolhouse, there's a teacher just next door. They call her Sister Rosie, and they love her, that's for sure. She smiles when she remembers now that it mattered what they found, when she felt the pain of the traveler's name, and it tried to bring her down. Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. made someday, they'll say. Do you remember Rosie yesterday? Rosie, oh Rosie, please don't cry. Things will be much different by and by. And when you make the break someday, they'll say, do you remember Rosie yesterday? Do you remember Rosie yesterday?
Gene Stewart, and a nice, big, deep country voice, telling us all the story of Rosie, who everybody put down, and in the end, well, she became a teacher and a nun in that very school. Trudy Lawler is a voice that I've come to love and listening to over the last year or so. I didn't have an awful lot of her material, but then she so kindly sent me some of her albums, and I've been listening to them and really enjoying them. She's very talented, gets some wonderful arrangements and some wonderful backing. Listen to Trudy singing Old Friends Are Best.
Trouble and strife we'll meet in this life, and we all must go on till the end. But in good times or bad, happy or sad, there is nobody like an old friend. Old friends are best, that's what the old folks say. When put to the test, old friends are best. They'll stand by you come what may. Old friends are best, that's what the old folks say. When put to the test, old friends are best. You'll be my old friend someday. Old friends are best, that's what the old folks say.
Never tire of listening to that lady, Trudy Lawler, and Old Friends Are Best. And so they are, lady. I've been a country music fan ever since, well, I certainly was 10, 11, 12 years of age when we used to collect country music records, as they were called then, in our home when we lived in Liverpool. I was influenced by people at the beginning, like Hank Williams. Then I moved on to Hank Lachlan and various other people. I want you to listen now to someone who, in my opinion, is one of the greatest country singers ever to come out of Ireland. Unfortunately, and this is Joe expressing his opinion again, I don't think he ever got the recognition internationally that he should have got. Yes, he recorded a lot of material with Philomena Begley. I'm speaking, of course, of Ray Lynham. Now, Ray Lynham could have held his own in any country music session anywhere in the world. I think, unfortunately, as I say, he didn't record too much Irish material. He's not going to sing an Irish song for us here. I want you to listen, because I want to demonstrate you now the talent that Ray Lynham has in singing a country song. I love you all over the world. Have a listen to Ray Lynham. See what you think.
I've loved you all over the world, in every place I've been, you were with me, and then there never was anyone but you, sweet girl. I've loved you all over the world. You still share my pillow each night, pressed so close to me, sharing each memory. You still keep my mind in a whirl, sweet girl. I've loved you all over the world, from Sydney to Paris, in London or Spain, from New York to Texas, the feeling remains. City sidewalks and each country road, sweet girl, I've loved you all over the world. Paris, in London or Spain, from New York to Texas, the feeling remains. City sidewalks and each country road, sweet girl, I've loved you all over the world. I've loved you all over the world, sweet girl.
Now, in introducing that track, I could have told you that that was George Jones, and you wouldn't have known any different. No, it was Ray Lynham, an amazing country singer coming out from Ireland. I've loved you all over the world. And I mentioned the fact that Ray recorded a lot of albums with Philomena Begley. So what else can we do but follow Ray Lynham with Philomena and her version of The Way Old Friends Do. We had Old Friends a few moments ago from Trudy Lawlor. Here's Philomena, who was Queen of Country, I think they called her, for many years.
I can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And after each other the way old friends do.
Times of joy in times of sorrow, we will always see it through.
Oh, why don't care what comes tomorrow? We can make it together. I can chain the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other.
The Way Old Friends Do, from Philomena Begley. Did we not play the Foster and Allen version of that a couple of weeks ago? Still, lovely version. Thank you, Philomena. We move on. We're going to liven it up. And when I say Gaelic Storm, the group that is, you know that we're going to liven it up, because they're going to tell us all about the hills of Connemara. And Connemara is a beautiful part of Ireland, way over on the west of Ireland. I've told you about it before. Wonderful hills and lakes and rivers. Anyway, enough. Gaelic Storm. Let's liven it up.
In the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran, the run like a devil from the excise man, get his work from raising barley. Though keep your eyes well peeled today, the tall, tall men, they're on their way, they're searching for the mountain tay in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran, run like a devil from the excise man, get his work from raising barley. Butcher and a quart for Tom, and a bottle for the poor old Father Tom, to help the poor old dear along in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran, run like a river from the excise man, keep the smoke from raising barley. Left no swing to the right, so the excise man can dance all night. He's juggling the tail till the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash in the corn and the valley in the bran. Run like a river from the excise man, get his work from raising barley. Stand your ground and don't you fall. The excise men, they're at the wall. Jesus Christ, they've drinking it all in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran. Run like a devil for the excise man, keep the smoke from rising barley. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran. Run like a devil for the excise man, keep the smoke from rising barley.
You don't listen to Chrissy's comedy train wreck from the Global Voice, your craving for weirdness goes unsatisfied. When your craving for weirdness goes unsatisfied, you start wearing tinfoil hats with antennas on them. When you start wearing tinfoil hats with antennas on them, you start receiving telepathic transmissions from aliens. When you receive telepathic transmissions from aliens, the aliens take you aboard their spaceship. When the aliens take you aboard their spaceship, you listen to their subspace radio. When you listen to their subspace radio, you hear the aliens' latest dance craze. When you hear the aliens' latest dance craze, you take it back down to Earth. When you take it back down to Earth, you become the next Justin Bieber. When you become the next Justin Bieber, millions of jealous teenage girls follow you on Twitter. When millions of jealous teenage girls follow you on Twitter, they take up a collection and hire a hitman. When they take up a collection and hire a hitman, the hitman kills your girlfriend. Don't let a hitman kill your girlfriend. Listen to Chrissy's Comedy Trainwreck on Tuesdays at 20 hours UTC for your weekly dose of British and American comedy. And check the broadcast schedule for repeat times, or this might happen to you.
Straight from the islands, it's the Hawaiian Connection with K.L. Wright. The best in Hawaiian reggae, Hawaiian pop, traditional Hawaiian music, and everything in between. Saturday, 0 hours UTC on the Global Voice. So join in the Hawaiian Connection with K.L. Wright right here on the Global Voice. Check the schedule for repeat times.
In this day and age of progress and change, we as a people must progress as well. But in doing so, we cannot, under any circumstance, forget our culture, our language, and our history.
Come in, make yourself at home. Looking for soul food? I know it's pretty crowded, but there's a table at the back there. Go on through, enjoy yourself. What's my name? Why, it's DJ Soul, and you've come to the best place for soul food on any radio station. When are we open? Why, every Wednesday at 13 hours UTC on the Global Voice. You want to repeat as well? Hey, we can do that every Monday at 05 hours UTC. That's the best in soul. Soul food, here on the Global Voice. Hey, not only that, we've got carry-out. Anytime you want to hear the show, go to our program gallery. That's Soul Food on the Global Voice, every Wednesday at 13 hours UTC, repeated the following Monday at 05 hours UTC on the Global Voice.
Thank you.
Some more lively foot-tapping stuff there from the Bridge Cayley Band. And they were playing for us there, McMahon's Reel. Now, most Irishmen, when they go particularly abroad, they're known as Paddy. Even my dad used to say, and his name was Joe, when he'd be on the building site where he worked, they always called him Paddy. Now, here, Seamus Moore, who we normally associate with singing sort of humorous songs, he's singing, well, a rather serious song about Paddy. Now, the acronym, P-A-D-D-Y, and how Paddy's all over the world. Well, they stand for something. Here's Seamus Moore.
From his window he watches as people come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. He remembers the dark of the mornings and the days he worked in the rain, the good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew. He'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with, on the buildings, the roads and the mines. The girl that he met in the galley, he thought he might make her his own. And maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again, proud to be Irish and a hard-working man. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. He can never explain just what happened, or the years seem to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel took the strength from his limbs away? Sometimes he thinks of the boring that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father. He'll never see them again. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again, proud to be Irish and a hard-working man. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. As he makes his way back to the shelter, the rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asks where work could be found. He said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember whatever you do, this broken old man you are seeing was once a young fellow like you. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again, proud to be Irish and a hard-working man. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
I should have said before I played that track that that is a picture of every Irishman that's gone to work, have left his home in Ireland to go to work in England, because most people say that Irish men built England. Here is Brendan Shine, and he tells us all that we're sentimental Irish. Now, if you're listening to me and you're away from home, and you're maybe in America, Australia, Canada, whatever, and occasionally you think of home, count yourself as sentimental Irish. And there's nothing wrong with that.
If you ever long with aching heart to cross that other ocean, to go back home just one more time to where your grandma came from, if your children share the love you feel and it fills your heart with pride, then you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if your thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, and if you love each blade of grass so green from Cork to Dunedee, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve, and nothing in this world can change the way that you believe. And if you shed a teardrop now and then when no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You still recall your mother's words from when you were a child, and sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile, and you would give just anything to share that memory, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve, and nothing in this world can change the way that you believe. And if you shed a teardrop now and then when no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish. You are sentimental Irish just like me.
And you can count me in on that, Brendan. Brendan Shine and Sentimental Irish. Let's go out on the country and Irish theme we've had for the whole of the programme, or most of it anyway. Richie Remo and a Tipperary Girl.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. Sunny summer's afternoon, I was kidding, she got the good. I never thought that Cupid could. Spirit me down into my soul, spun me round like a padded ball. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. My hand swung me right till I couldn't stand. She could dance
flopping jigs and reels, twitched and twittered all at ease, like a hot dog scratching fleas. The young and foolish, old and wise, interplot with open eyes. Hit her right from the start, or the temporary girl will break your heart. Pair of cold eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl. Pair of cold eyes of blue, the prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl. Pair of cold eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl.
Richie Remo and the gang just getting warmed up. It's a bit late. We're going now. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I just want to say that I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and, of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week, don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. Take care. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.